Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on Dr. Dahlia's show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA. 1-877-DOCDALI. So in the last couple of months, we've had multiple tragedies. And as we grapple with why it happened, we want to prevent it from happening again. So we dissect and we investigate and we try to see what went wrong, because there could be a multitude of places where we could intervene and we could maybe, you know, improve the outcome. God forbid this happens again. Well, with the Tops supermarket shooting in Buffalo, there appears to be one hell of a screw-up that I don't think would ever be duplicated, but it's been found, it's been discovered, and hopefully rectified. But is this going to be an issue that's going to possibly push for more automation? So what I'm talking about is the alleged 911 dispatcher who apparently was rude to the store manager who tried to call, asked her, "Why are you whispering? They can't hear you." Then hangs up on them while they are trying to say that the shooter is there. I mean, this concept of you could speak at a normal rate, normal. No, you can't, because remember the little girl in Uvalde who called 911, got the attention of the shooter, and then she was killed. Calling 911 makes you victim number one or target number one. It's very scary for anybody calling 911. They are a hero. Then your 911 dispatchers are heroes. Then the law enforcement and anybody involved and the Good Samaritans to try to come and, you know, neutralize the situation. They're all heroes. But this 911 operator, you wonder what the heck they were doing. So Sheila E. Ayers, who worked for the Erie County's dispatch center, has been fired. Allegedly, she hung up on the supermarket employee who was trying to hide and call 911. Sheila Ayers lost her job after Letitia Rogers, the assistant office manager at Tops Friendly Markets in Buffalo, claimed she called 911 as Peyton Gendron, the 18-year-old gunman, opened fire and killed 10 people and injured 3 others. She said, "I called 911. I go through the whole operator and everything. The dispatcher comes on, and I'm whispering to her." This is what she told WGRZ. She said, "Miss, please send help to 1275 Jefferson. There's a shooter in the store." And instead of doing the proper protocol of, okay, how many shooters? Where are you? Are you safe? Are there children? There's a whole bunch of questions 911 operators are supposed to ask. Instead, she goes, "I can't hear you. Why are you whispering? You don't have to whisper. They can't hear you." Now, this is what the employee had inferred, and she also said she used a nasty tone. She said, "So I continue to whisper, and I said, 'Ma'am, he's still in the store. He's still shooting. I'm scared for my life. Please send help.'" Now, her phone falls out of her hand because she's nervous. When she picks up the phone, the 911 operator's off. And so she believes she got hung up on. Authorities have been reviewing the call of the shooting that happened on May 14th, placed the operator on paid administrative leave 2 days later. Then they investigated. And apparently this Ayers was working as a dispatcher for 8 years. So it wasn't a newbie. And I don't know why the call was terminated, why they were rude, why they... the call center, multiple call centers have been kind of looking at integrating automation. where and most of them have some sort of a system such that when the 911 call happens, law enforcement is notified. But all, but these 911 operators have a hard, a tough task where they have to determine if somebody's faking it. They have to, you know, be able to calm the victim down. They have to assess the situation and be able to relay information to law enforcement. And we're seeing, like what happened with Uvalde, where the operators, it didn't get to the law enforcement. They thought it was a barricade situation instead of an active shooter situation. Or here where the operator is like, look, I can't hear you. Why are you whispering? And it starts to fuel this demand for there to be less people on the job and somebody that just automatically notifies the police where to go and what to do. These 911 operators, though, as I said, with the exception of what allegedly happened with Ms. Ayers, they are godsends. They are heroes. So during the initial call, they need to find out, not only do they need to calm the victim down and sometimes give these victims life-saving information, but they also have to gather the information gatherers for the law enforcement. So they need to find out the nature of the incident, the address, apartment number. Is it the left, the right side, the business name? Has anyone been injured? Is an ambulance needed? What weapons are being used? The telephone number of the caller, is the suspect present? Do we know their name, their description? Do they appear to be under the influence of drugs? How many weapons do they have? Are their children present? Does the victim, multiple other things that they'll ask then about the victim, and then the information gets relayed. So when you hear that a 911 operator who is the first line sometimes of these tragedies, of these shootings, and they turn around and have this lackadaisical attitude, or if not rude, I mean, I get that. I'll order something for fast food, and they're like, how can I help you? Yeah, but not a 911 operator. And so, you know, when these things happen, just like what happened with Uvalde shooting, where apparently, you know, kids are calling 911, that's not getting conveyed to the police officers. Why? Who's not doing their job? Who doesn't want to do their job? Who's being lazy? Who's burnt out? Who's mad that they had to come back to work when they could be home? You don't want these people in any of those positions. And you also don't want those people in the restaurant and food industry. They might not care about washing their hands. We have this pandemic of I don't give a flippin' truck attitude. And with what happened at Top Supermarket, more people could have more people could have been saved if the 911 operator did their job. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away.
People can catch COVID-19 from someone in their household. Dr. Fabian Sandoval is president and CEO of the Emerson Clinical Research Institute.
There's a continuing need to investigate new therapies to help reduce the risk of spreading COVID-19 in addition to improving diversity in clinical trials.
If you're an unvaccinated adult and you live with someone who is symptomatic and tested positive for COVID-19 in the past 5 days, you may be able to join a clinical study evaluating whether an investigational oral treatment could help prevent the spread of COVID-19 within households. Participants will receive study-related care at no cost and may receive reimbursement for study-related time and travel. To learn more, visit covidmoveahead.com. This clinical study is sponsored by Merck Sharp & Dohme Corp., a subsidiary of Merck & Co., Inc.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at mysolarbackup.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Anyone can fall victim to moving fraud. Know your rights and responsibilities.
There was never really a valid contract.
Movers must always give written estimates.
I was bound to an estimate, but it was after the fact.
Be sure that any document is complete before signing it, and that it includes information to determine the final charges.
It was a version that I had not seen before.
Visit protectyourmove.gov to download a free moving fraud prevention guide. Search for registered movers and view their complaint histories. Move with confidence.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight. At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.
I'm the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer. Big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. So the World Health Organization feels that monkeypox has been spreading for years. Undetected. Say monkeypox cases have been spreading out of Africa undetected for years before an initial case was confirmed on May 13th. Now, if monkeypox has the rash, it's really hard to hide. It is really hard to not notice. But what if monkeypox doesn't always come with the rash? And somebody has a fever, some body aches, fatigue. I mean, we get that all the time, flu season, and we've had it a lot with COVID. So we're trying to figure out if it's been spreading undetected for years and everybody saw the warnings and all that, why? I mean, you know, if somebody has monkeypox and they have the rash and that rash comes on their face, I mean, chickenpox, usually the rash starts on the chest and then it'll go all over. With monkeypox, it usually starts on the face and extremities and then goes to the chest. Not all, I mean, you know, people, it could differ. But, you know, how do you not notice? They said monkeypox cases are only found in those outside of Africa when an individual has recently traveled to the continent. They said the cases in May popped up nearly simultaneously across the globe, but this was in people who have not recently been to Africa. So they say, according to the World Health Organization, the sudden and unexpected appearance of monkeypox simultaneously in several non-endemic countries suggests that there might have been undetected transmission for some unknown duration of time, followed by recent amplifier events. Meaning, it was in the country, somebody was in the country, they got it, and now all of a sudden they're showing the symptoms. The other question is how many people could carry monkeypox and not necessarily be sick with it. Now, they say cases outside of Africa are currently centered around Europe and North America, as well as Australia. Looks relatively flu-like in the beginning, then you'll get some lymph nodes, and then you get the rash. And these rashes can leave scarring, just like chickenpox. They think that the disease might have been undetected in Western countries under the guise of an STI. They say there's a number of STIs that have similar symptoms to monkeypox. I'm aware of syphilis and things like that, but monkeypox looks different. I'm telling you right now, it looks different. They said what's likely happened is an endemic infectious disease from Africa found its way to the social and sexual network and then was greatly aided by major amplification events, like there was a couple raves or sauna parties or whatever in Belgium and Spain. They think that was connected to the outbreak. According to an ex-World Health Organization chief, they think monkeypox has been spreading silently for at least 4 years. Now, they said there was a handful of cases back in the UK in 2018. Two British individuals were diagnosed with tropical disease in September 2018 after returning from Nigeria. A third case was found in one of the healthcare workers in the National Health System who treated one of the patients. Then they said in December 2019, a fourth person unrelated to the previous three tested positive for the virus after returning from Nigeria. Three further cases with similar travel history then arrived in 2021. So Professor Heyman suggested that the virus may have been seeded in around this time and spread unchecked. They also think many people had milder versions. The thing is, and the question I have, is every monkeypox case with a rash? A rash like this is not very common in quote-unquote Western countries or the Northern Hemisphere or even Australia. So somebody with pox would have gone in and gotten seen. Unless it was mild, it wasn't bothering them, unless they couldn't get medical care. So America right now has 26 cases of the virus that now has been detected over the past 3 weeks. They believe the virus jumped originally from animals to humans and then got into quote-unquote sexual networks. Hawaii is now the 12th state to report a case of monkeypox. Chicago has detected a second case in a close contact. Washington, D.C. has spotted their first case. That was, though, linked to international travel. Most are linked to international travel or close contacts of somebody who's been ill. So there's been cases, some cases reported in these states or areas, Massachusetts, New York City, Virginia, Florida, Atlanta, Philly, Chicago, Colorado, Salt Lake, Sacramento, Los Angeles, Oahu, Hawaii now, one of the latest, and then in King County, Washington. In terms of countries, multiple countries, Argentina, Australia, Austria, Belgium, Bolivia, Brazil, Canada, Czech Republic, Denmark, Finland, France, Germany, Haiti, Hungary, Japan, Ireland, Israel, Italy, Kosovo, Latvia, Malta, Mexico, Morocco, Netherlands, Norway, Pakistan, Paraguay, Portugal, Slovenia, Spain, Sudan, Sweden, Switzerland, United Arab Emirates, United Kingdom, United States, obviously, and then Uruguay. So, you know, now you start to wonder, you know, when we're in epidemiology, not only do we have to kind of understand the virus and understand how it's spread, but you also want to see where it's spread. Sometimes going backwards, doing backtracing, seems to give us a different picture. So you look at these countries, and, you know, were they all in Europe at the time? Did they all go to the rave? Who did you get it from? Are you the second contact in your family or close circle that had it? Who was the first? Where did the first travel to? And so, you know, from there we try to figure out where the epicenter was. And again, it's very interesting how this is surfacing. I think we had some cases in America back in 2003, highly noticeable. I think we picked it up for prairie dogs. But for something to spread undetected, now it makes us wonder, do we not know everything we need to know about this virus? Can this virus kill? It can. Right now, we think these are milder sort of strains. In fact, U.S. officials say they found 2 monkeypox strains. They say the risk to public remains low. The strains are believed to be a less severe version of the disease, which would explain why many people aren't being hospitalized. And I don't think we've had any fatalities, knock on wood. But they say most of the U.S. cases were caused by the same strain as recent cases in Europe, but a few samples are showing a different strain. Each strain had been seen in U.S. cases last year before the recent international outbreak. So that makes us wonder, is it here? Has it been floating around? Does it stay dormant? Are people passing it through sex? The CDC, before all this happened, said you could get monkeypox through close contact, scratch, touching somebody, or big respiratory droplets. Now, it's being said, well, if you have sex with somebody, but not necessarily transmitting sexual fluids, but the rubbing of and the close contact of sex. And they're saying that because the people who have gotten it hasn't necessarily ridden a truck or ridden an Uber or ridden a train with people. They were people that might have had sex with them or taken care of them. So my concern, just like with COVID, is we think we know the virus. We make policy based on that. We make suggestions based on that. And then we find out that the virus is doing something differently. And that's what we're seeing now with monkeypox. Monkeypox was not necessarily considered something that you would get during sexual activity or the activity of it. So now they think we have 2 strains. Not that necessarily it's mutating. These could have been around for a while. And the strains don't seem to be, especially the second one, as severe. But the rash can still be painful. The rash could still be scarring. So for anybody who has been feeling ill, has some swollen glands, starts to look like they have some blisters, you got to get yourself seen. Don't touch the blister. Don't have somebody, you know, kiss the boo-boo to make it better. Just please get it, you know, checked out. And we'll see what happens. It's very interesting to see how we have 26 cases now in U.S., hundreds of cases, and they say that these are rising. Again, it could just be that people are coming forward going, yeah, this isn't going away on its own. The smallpox vaccine is at least 85% effective in preventing monkeypox. We believe those of us who got smallpox, older folk, might be immune. 1-877-DR-LE.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. teamg'day.com. teamg'day.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Federal regulators say cryptocurrency scammers have stolen more than $1 billion from thousands of investors over the past year and a half. In a report issued Friday, the Federal Trade Commission said more than 40,000 Americans had been taken in by scammers since the start of 2021. The FTC said crypto-related scams account for about one in every $4 lost to fraud. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson will face a vote of no confidence on Monday. Party official Graham Brady.
That vote will take place this evening in the House of Commons between 6 and 8 o'clock. And we will announce the result shortly thereafter. There will be arrangements for proxy votes for any colleagues who can't be present in person in Westminster. And we'll notify colleagues of those arrangements in the near future.
Thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News. President Vladimir Putin warned the United States in an interview broadcast on Sunday that Russia would strike new targets if the West supplied longer-range missiles to Ukraine. The United States has ruled out sending its own or NATO forces to Ukraine. A child injured in the Uvalde, Texas school shooting has been released from the hospital.
A 9-year-old girl was released from a Texas hospital after being injured during the mass shooting at Robb Elementary School in Uvalde, Texas on May 24th. Since her discharge, a 10-year-old girl remains in serious condition, and a 66-year-old woman, who is believed to be the shooter's grandmother, is in good condition. The alleged shooter, Salvador Ramos, reportedly shot his grandmother in the face, then drove her truck to Robb Elementary School, where 19 children and 2 adults were killed. For USA Radio News, Los Angeles Bureau, I'm Ellie Andrews.
We are USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Doc Dahlia, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So, you know, even though there was a lot of tragedy going on this weekend, we did have some positive news as Queen Elizabeth II celebrated her Platinum Jubilee celebration. So it blows my mind that she's, you know, been on the throne for 70 years. You saw her on the balcony with Prince Charles, Prince William, their wives, Camilla, Duchess of Cornwall, Catherine, Duchess of Cambridge, William and Catherine's 3 children, Prince George, Louis, and Princess Charlotte. She appeared for a few minutes, looked pretty good. How old is she? 98? Hold on a second. I'm going to ask. Hey, Siri, how old is Queen Elizabeth?
Elizabeth II is 96 years old.
Oh, my gosh. See? Love Siri. I think it's fantastic. So 96 years old, she looked Fantastic. They did. I didn't watch the whole Jubilee. I saw Adam Lambert perform with Queen. It's so funny. With Adam Lambert, when he was a contestant in American Idol, I remember telling my husband he should be with Queen. This was even before he sang a Queen song. I was like, he's just got that heavy metal theatrical. He'd be amazing with that. And now he's, and love how Queen is making a comeback, you know, with him as the lead, even though no one could replace Freddie Mercury. I still thought, you know, Adam Lambert is, I just love their music, so I'm glad people can still appreciate it. But, you know, the Queen was only there for a few minutes. She waved, she smiled, she looked as good as she could, but she did have to scale back some of her appearances. This was the Platinum Jubilee, marking 70 years on her throne. She had some quote-unquote mobility issues. What was very interesting is I think the original chariot, gold chariot, that she was in back in the 40s when she first took reign, they used, and then they put a hologram. So you could almost see her when she was younger. Just fabulous. I thought how they did this was amazing. This was a 260-year-old carriage, which was the same one she had used in a coronation, and they put a hologram of the Queen inside. It was flanked by 200 horses. They marched through London to Buckingham Palace. You had multiple singers, and you know, and it was it was just a huge honor. And you know, in fact, you know, she almost looked just as spry and you know, youthful as Prince Charles. I almost had to take a double step going, wait a second, that's her son. So, amazing, you know, her longevity and, you know, the grandkids. And, it was nice to see. What was though very, very interesting was Harry and Meghan came. Now, the Duke and Duchess of Sussex came, and I heard that they had wanted to, I guess, bring cameras and film. And I'm still very confused, and I don't really follow a lot of the whole royal drama because, honestly, I just don't care, and I don't think my listeners care too much. But, you know, what is, though, fascinating is the family dynamics, because I do care about in-laws. I care about how families change when sometimes somebody is brought into the marriage and how, it's... On one end, you know, you're forming a new nucleus. This is your new family, your new unit. But you also don't want to destroy traditions and certain things that either family stand for. And so Meghan, and I'm not accusing her of anything. I still don't know much about the situation. But Meghan has this stereotype or this book cover of, I came in. I took Harry away from the royals. I went on Oprah with Harry, and I messed stuff up, and I shook things up, and you know, I disclosed things about the, you know, I made the royals transparent, and this is how it really is, and being a royal is not that good. That's kind of the sort of feel. And for some people, they're like, oh, good for you. Oh, it's about time. And for other people, they're like, why? Was that really necessary? So they get there, and it seems like, you know, I guess they went to maybe one of the church services, but then you didn't see them any other time. My guess is they weren't invited. And so quitting their role, then it makes sense. They quit. Now, people are making it sound like they chose not to celebrate and be all, you know, just make a showing. But I don't think so. I kind of get the feeling that they wanted to still be, you know, relevant in terms of the masses. And in fact, they were getting boos. Some people might have cheered them on, but a lot of people were booing them when they were there. So it took guts to actually come back when you have people there for the Queen and, you know, those who badmouth the Queen show up and still get some applause. But it to me, the teaching points to that is you could have issues with a family, but do you really have to go public? Do you really have to air your dirty laundry? I think Johnny Depp, Amber Heard might have gotten more sympathy if we all didn't have to listen to everything, you know? And I'm a big Johnny Depp fan. But sometimes the bad mouthing, the yellow journalism, the mudslinging, it takes its toll. And there might be people that really thrive on the gossip and thrive on the scoop and the dirt. But I look at it as you have a family, and all families have drama. Now, you don't want crime being done in families. You don't want racism. You don't want those things done. But all families have drama. All families have some form of dysfunctionality. And does that really need to be aired? Does that need to be, what's the word where you try to take advantage of it and then use it to your own gain? I know there's a word that I'm just not thinking of. It's a really common word. Thank you guys for saying it. Sorry, I can't hear you. But, you know, it seems to us that Harry and Meghan, yeah, they might be trying to make a living, but if they're making a living off of dirt, I'd rather they make a living off of, look, these are our skills, this is what we're doing. And so to me, and I could be misinterpreting the whole thing, but to me, it just seems kind of tainted and bitter. Now, I was a huge fan of Prince Harry. I don't know much about Meghan Markle. I hope their family does well. But I just don't understand. You would, you know, leave the royals, act like you're the biggest heroes ever. Well, then leave and go off and enjoy your lives. But then to badmouth and then try to take advantage and monetize it is, to me, bad form. And you almost see with this, this was a celebration of history, a celebration of someone's reign, a celebration of, you know, multiple decades of charity and service to England. And then you have the couple that badmouthed them trying to still get, you know, their 5 minutes of fame. And it's a shame because they could be fantastic people. I just don't know. So my recommendation to you all is if you do have an issue with a family, say, look, you know, we parted ways. No, I love them. It's just that life isn't for us, and we're going to do, we want to do good with other avenues. And the funny thing is that they probably would have gotten more support. But once they decide to go on Oprah and try to sell a story and monetize it, now, it looks like the relationship is strained. And I want to see the brothers stay together. I want William and Harry to be together. I saw that funeral when their mom died. I hate to see a family torn apart. And this shouldn't all be blamed on Meghan. Maybe it was all Harry's decision. I don't know. But I think families don't necessarily have to fall apart. And one thing that causes that is once you do something that's the point of no return. When you say or do something that's almost like an act of war. 1-877-DOC-DALY. Don't go away.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdaliah.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. So, as much as I would love for all of us to move on with the Johnny Depp Amber Heard saga, Johnny Depp hopefully goes back to Pirates of the Caribbean. We're being told he might be considered for Beetlejuice, I guess a Beetlejuice remake. He's a gifted actor. I think he's going to be fine. He has, looks like, another trial he is going to have to fend off or deal with. And he's going to use the same lawyer, Camila Vasquez. So apparently in 2018, a previous crew member accused Johnny Depp of abuse and assault. And it didn't go to trial in 2018. It was postponed. And it looks like now it might be coming up. So we're being told, I read this from Fandom Wire. It's not really highly publicized. And it's like, I think people are like, okay, come on, he won the defamation trial, who next? But this seemed to happen almost around the same time as that op-ed from, if I can, you know, if I see in terms of the timeline. So a crew member from the City of Lies film, in which Johnny Depp was the star, apparently this crew member stepped forward in 2018 about an abuse allegation. Now, the case, from what I understand, is going to trial, and Johnny Depp will use Camila Vasquez, again, who he used with the Johnny Depp, with the Heard, the Amber Heard trial. They say City of Lies was a crime thriller movie. I haven't seen it. Starring Johnny Depp. It came out in 2018. Among the crew members was a Greg Rocky Brooks, known as Rocky Brooks. He was a location manager. Apparently, a dispute had broken out between the two when Brooks informed the actor that they had surpassed the time allowed by the permit while shooting. According to Fandom Wire, Brooks stated he was put under, quote, emotional distress. He filed a lawsuit against Johnny Depp in July 2018, claiming Depp had punched him on the set soon after. Depp dismissed the allegations and said he was acting in self-defense. So the actor stated during his deposition, I had my assistant bring a bottle of wine. We toasted, I think, paper cups, and you know, no harm, no foul. I apologized. He apologized. Gave him a hug. We embraced. You know, I hugged him, and everything was cool. As a matter of fact, he asked for a selfie with me, and I took a selfie with him. So now the case is going to trial. So Depp is going to be facing, I guess, judges, jury. He will retain the legal team from Brown Rednick to fight the abuse allegations and use Camila Vasquez again to handle the case, along with Randall Smith, who is a partner in the Brown Rednick's litigation and arbitration practice group, and they will represent Johnny Depp. Now, Brooks is going to be represented by Pat Harris, who told The Sun, while we respect the jury's decision, it has no relevance to Mr. Brooks' case in Los Angeles. Brooks' case is not about two Hollywood celebrities involved in a toxic relationship. It is about the assault of a hardworking film crew member by the star of the production. Mr. Brooks looks forward to his day in court. Now, this is fascinating, okay? Because, and again, transparency, I'm a big Johnny Depp fan. I think artistically he is amazing. Not sure what the hell happened between him and Amber Heard. I believe the jury found Amber Heard to lie. I understand it wasn't so much, the case was really about the defamation. So, you know, how the jury handled it, I think, was appropriate. But, you know, what's intriguing about this is this case, they already saw public support for Johnny Depp. Anybody thinking about going after Johnny Depp or, you know, shall we say, tarnishing his name, knows that the court of public opinion is really on his side. Fans are going to be on his side. And it's going to be hard to find a jury who doesn't love Johnny Depp, especially after this case where he won them over with Amber Heard. So for him to pursue this means either A, he really has a case, or B, he wants his day in court, or maybe he's not fazed by that. Now, Johnny Depp could just maybe, you know, pick things off, you know, or maybe he did. Maybe Johnny Depp did have a temper. Maybe Johnny Depp did get into with somebody. And I mean, in the olden days, I can't tell you how many people just kind of got into it and they, you know, I don't know. And then they just, you know, kissed and hugged it out and said, look, you know, it's rough day. Let's move on. But when you have somebody who's a superstar and makes that much money, you know, it might be enticing to go, well, look, it's assault. People saw it. I have a witness. He hit me. That's assault. What's going to make this even more interesting is if the court ends up going the way of the crew member, going, all right, well, there's damages because you got hit. Will Amber Heard, in her quest to appeal this, be able to use that? So this is a, it's, I mean, I'm no legal expert. And, you know, and having patients of, you know, domestic abuse or, you know, seeing instances where people lie about things, it's intriguing to me, but you start to wonder if this is something that might actually hold some teeth, hold some weight. I hope it doesn't. But if things do turn and nobody's really talking about this, nobody, you know, and, you know, maybe it'll get thrown out. But apparently this is something that was supposed to go to trial, and from what I understand, it just kept getting postponed. And maybe they wanted to wait until after the Amber Heard trial, so then some of the things that came out in testimony they could use against him. I don't know. Camila Vasquez is the one that has been sensationalized for her treatment with Amber Heard. I think from a legal perspective, there's some things she did wrong that I would have probably toned down a bit, as I've said before. I think she's a good attorney, but you really got to not be touching your client, you know, and you know, doing that, you know, showing that closeness in front of people so nobody can, you know, think that there's that connection. But I understand it's, you know, it's her career has now exploded. So getting those shots with Johnny Depp and showing Johnny Depp close to her is obviously a huge move for her. But that I wouldn't have done because I think that could have also hurt the case. I also think she was a little too aggressive in terms of not letting the other side speak, such that it almost looked like they wanted to just not let anything get into testimony. Got to be careful with that. If you have a case and you know they're saying BS, let them say their lies. And it was interesting because once Amber Heard, you know, was able to speak, she brings up Kate Moss, and that they were able to use that against her. So sometimes you really need to let the other side speak because that's how you could then, and I'm no legal expert, but, you know, and so I think there was a lot of learning and lessons learned with this. You know, Johnny Depp maybe should have gotten more. I don't know. So it'll be interesting, but obviously she is very, very well versed in you know, the trial litigation, so they're going to use her. But I hope it doesn't, you know, I hope it's not going to be another free-for-all or reveal Johnny Depp to be, quote-unquote, an abuser. Again, the term abuse is very generalized, and so, you know, it's sadly could include, you know, property damage, words, and apparently verbal abuse doesn't seem to really hold as much weight as physical abuse. So if they do end up proving that there was some physical abuse, that could allow Amber Heard's team to use that upon appeal. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast from Sunny Bay.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.